I get to heaven, I do not want to find that there were doors with my name on them that I never opened. Welcome to Arise and Shine's 12-session devotional. Grab a cup of coffee in the morning and tune in, or listen on your way to work, your way home from work, while you're washing the dishes or folding the laundry, wherever you are. I'm going to be elaborating on some topics in the book that I published this past winter called Arise and Shine. The subtitle of my book is Live in the Fullness of Your Divine Purpose by Exposing and Eradicating the Lies of Your Enemy. You know, you guys, we have no power over the things that we are unaware of. And I don't know about you, but I do not want my life to be like a late night movie I started where I fell asleep halfway through and woke up at the end wondering what in the world happened. I don't. And when I get to heaven, I do not want to find that there were doors with my name on them that I never opened. In Psalm 139:16, it says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." I know that it might sound weird or even mystical to some people, but we do in fact have a destiny penned by God himself. There is a book in heaven with your name on it, filled with great plans, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans of hope and a great future. That's Jeremiah 29:11. But here's the thing, you guys, God is not the only one with a plan. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that Satan's plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. But in the second part of that verse, Jesus says, "But I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." So, two plans, and we get to choose. God gave us the power of choice. Do we allow Satan to have his way, or do we choose to partner with God in his divine purpose for us? Most people would choose the latter, right? Which then leads to the question, how do I know what God's plans are? And to find that answer, guys, we must know him intimately. Believing that God exists is not enough. I'm going to read you something. Don't get mad at me because I didn't write it. Okay. This is James 2:19. It says, "You can believe all you want that there is one true God. That's wonderful. But even the demons know this and tremble with fear before him. Yet they're unchanged. They remain demons." Guys, there's no gentler version, or probably would have used it. This is just a really big deal. But can I just tell you something? When we say, "Okay, God, like I want to know you. I want to know you for who you really are." Hold on, because I promise you, life with God is not boring. If we say that we love Jesus, but claim that our life is boring, we are missing something. When we say yes to Jesus and step out in faith, we begin an exciting journey, but it will take place on a battlefield. It will not be easy, but it will be worth it. And God gave us everything we need for the battle. And as a child of God, by default, we are drafted into the army of God. And as warriors, we are to be dressed and ready for battle at all times. Why? Because Satan is not going to just sit back and watch us surrender our lives to Jesus and step into God's plans. He has worked long and he has worked hard to keep us from exactly that. You know, I told you that Jesus said that Satan's plan was to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Well, his go-to strategy to accomplish that is through lies. Jesus actually called him the father of lies, and he is so deceptive that his lies go unnoticed. And guys, if we don't wake up, we'll spend our whole life held captive to them. I want to give you a picture. The movie Inception is centered around the ability to take advantage of people's thoughts when they're asleep because their mind is in a vulnerable state. Dominic Cobb, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is the expert with this ability. And at the beginning of the movie, he asked, "What's the most resilient parasite? Bacteria? A virus? An intestinal worm?" None of those were the answer. But then he continued with the answer to his own question. He said, "An idea. An idea is highly contagious. Once an idea has taken hold of the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks." Towards the end of the movie, Cobb added to this question he answered, and he said, "An idea is like a virus, resilient, and the smallest seed can grow to define or destroy you." This was, of course, a fiction movie, but it revealed a fact that is very real. Satan is the expert of false ideas, lies. And as early as the womb, he begins his attempts to plant ideas in our minds that were unloved, unworthy, and unwanted. You know, in the movie, Cobb said that our thoughts are most vulnerable when we're asleep. The enemy's worst nightmare is when we wake up. Satan trembles at the thought of it. And over the next 4 weeks, we're going to learn how to battle. I'm going to teach you not how to recite scripture about our armor in Ephesians 6 every morning. That's not what I want to do. I want to open our eyes to the invisible battle surrounding us and empower us as children of God to take the authority that has been given to us and actually engage in the battle. I want to teach you how to stand your ground and fight for your destiny, offensively and defensively. I want you to live out every word written in your book and walk through every door with your name on it so that you can fulfill the great things that God has planned for you. That is the first session. Guys, if you would like to get a copy of my book, it's going to be on sale on my website for 30% off for the whole month of April. You can grab your signed copy there. Also, if you'd like to invite me to speak at a church event or a women's group, you can put a request in on my website at jamienthompson.com. Thank you guys for taking the time to be here. If this message taught you something, blessed you, or ministered to you in any way, help me get the word out to others. You can share it and you can like and subscribe and help me get the word out. Thanks for being here.